Now, I would start my own story of the revolutionary Napoleonic Wars with the war that we lost in the 18th century. Since 1651, Britain had been in a series of continuous wars with its European rivals. Three with the Dutch, but basically with the French and Spanish throughout the 18th century. Now, nearly all of those wars we had almost won or won. We didn't lose any of them. The one we lost was the one against our own colonists in the United States. The American Rebellion actually succeeded. They threw off and they became an independent country, and they escaped from the taxes and the rule of the English crown. So that was a long war. It was an expensive war. We came out with a national debt which was twice the national income. I could just add that George Osborne's been extremely worried about the fact that the national debt at the moment is something like 70% of the national income. So we come out of that war, and the British elite establishment, basically of aristocrats, are extremely worried about losing that war. It's a sad loss. They don't really recover lightly from that. And the whole emphasis in the 1780s is, how can we recover? This is very expensive. We've got to have austerity. We've got to reform our finances. Sooner or later, we'll be at war again, because, you know, that's the kind of world that they're living in. It's a world of rivalry with other European powers, in which you're almost consistently at war, at least every decade since the 1650s. You're in a war, you're preparing for a war, or you're cleaning up after a war. So it's coming right at the end of that particular period, and they're extremely worried. And what Pitt the Younger sets out to do when he becomes Chancellor of the Exchequer at the age of, what age is he? I think he's 22. He's a 22-year-old Chancellor of the Exchequer. Is he starts reforming the finances, getting the tax system straight, getting the borrowing system straight, and paying off the national debt. So it's a kind of George Osborne of his day. How can we run down the national debt in 30, 40, 50 years? And the quicker we run it down, the better, because the more we run it down, the more prepared we are for the next war. So that's the whole interwar years policy, as I call it, between the American War and the French War, is, you know, getting the finances straight, recovering from that war. It so happens that underneath the state is going on the beginnings of the Industrial Revolution. All the great inventions that your students will have heard of, that constitute the Industrial Revolution, the revolution in textiles, the revolution in iron, the building of canals, everything that goes under the label of an Industrial Revolution is underway during and before the 1780s. So that is continuing. One of the problems is agriculture. It's not keeping up, so food prices are beginning to rise, but urbanization is continuing, mechanization is continuing. So that's, the economy is moving forward in that particular period, and they're unexpectedly hit by the revolution in France. And their initial problem is, how do we react to this revolution? And until 1793, they don't react at all. 1789 is the revolution, and that is welcomed by a lot of progressive Englishmen. Even Pitt the Younger himself was certainly not in favour, but he was not against. It was something that was bound to happen because they had an absolute monarchy, they never had a parliament, they didn't have freedom of speech. It was an autocracy and it was a rival. So the French Revolution on the whole was expected, it would be all right and they'd be more like us, and then we can resume trade with them, form a decent relationship. And then comes the French Revolution, and then comes the execution of the king, the guillotine of the king, and the Jacobin, and then we go to war with France, and we have to start borrowing money again on a large scale. So we enter the war with a very large debt, which we have inherited from the American and previous wars, and we have to begin borrowing again on a very large scale. at a time when the economy is advancing. Okay, so that's where I would begin my story of the effects of the outcomes that flowed from the revolutionary and Napoleonic wars. Let's call them the wars with France. The wars with France, 1793 to 1815. But they are with France and its main allies.